Since its impact was first felt early in 2020, COVID-19 has caused dramatic shifts in how all of us work and go about what had been our daily routines. But the strongest effect, of course, has been seen with how many people have become deeply ill or have passed away because of the virus. And when the tightest restrictions of the pandemic were in place, loved ones often were not allowed to visit sick relatives or friends in their last days. Artist Jen Erso closely observed how that reality prevented the vital human connection and the sharing of emotions and life stories. Erso was going through something very similar at the time, as her sister was dying of cancer. In response, she created Remarkable Presence, a project that combines obituaries and pop-up paper suitcases, and she's with me to talk about it. Jen, let's begin with an explanation of what the Remarkable Presence project is.
Well, there's two aspects to it. One is the very personal part, which is that I lost my sister this past December. She had ovarian cancer, and I was with her a lot while she was, you know, going through chemo and just, you know, through the process of dying. And one of those processes that we have to go through with someone we're close with is going through their things. So I'd actually started going through her things with her while she was still living. And then I was going through her things after she died too, with her husband and alone. And then the other part of the project was, while all this was happening, I was really tuned into the, you know, number of deaths that were happening due to COVID in Arizona. I kept thinking about how this process I was going through with my sister Tina was happening on this grand scale across the state. I understood that other people were going through the same suffering of reviewing a person's life and their belongings, and how, you know, it's very melancholic. It's very thought-provoking. It really makes you think about what this person's aspirations were. I found out so much about my sister just going through her things, and, you know, stuff that made me laugh because it's like, oh yeah, this is totally her, you know, and then other things that were much more private.
How does the experience you went through with your sister and COVID, how did that affect how you think about how we tell the stories of people whose lives are passed and how we communicate what was important to them, what was important about them, what was interesting about them?
Yeah. So I was the person who wrote my sister's obituary. Not only was she my closest family member, but one of the closest people to me in my life. And it is strange because you're like, how do I sum up everything about this person who I think was so wonderful? And, you know, while even before I had written hers, I was reading all these obituaries of COVID loss in Arizona. Sometimes there was sort of this obligatory, they were born this day, they went to this school, this was their job. But, you know, you'd find these heart-wrenching things of just seeing how much people's lives affected others. It just feels like you can never quite properly sum up a person, because it would literally take a lifetime to sum up a person, if not more, because your life is not just your life. Your life is also how it's experienced by other people that you touch. I feel like, you know, as much as this whole process is so sad, it's also reaffirming to me to think about how knitted into the world we are, even when you're trying to not be, you know, you're not trying to be like an influencer on social media, and you're not trying to, you're just trying to be you and like get through your life. But these simple things like being kind to someone, this has a huge impact. It's about the moment of trying to bring the community in to cope with their loss. Because we know we need each other, you know, the pandemic has highlighted that so much, how being alone and isolated is so harmful and so debilitating, that if I can have this piece bring people together, to not be ashamed and not feel like they have to move on yet from the grief, because I certainly have not, and it happened 7 months ago, to feel like this is part of the human experience, and let's not shame it or put it behind us. You know, like we keep hearing that, let's put it behind us. It's like, I'm not ready to put it behind me. <You know?
laughs> How were you able to turn the obituaries into art, into paper suitcases?
I had thought of the term paper suitcase, and it made me think of all these belongings I was going through of my sisters, and how I just wanted to try to shove, you know, if you could put them all in one thing and shove them all into a suitcase, and if you open up that suitcase and everything would just come pouring out, you know, sort of like a clown car, you know, like just keep coming out like in, you know, the most morbid way, I suppose. So I thought, how do I do this? And, you know, there was a lot of steps in between before I came to this idea of doing pop-ups. Pop-ups were the best thing of like, it's so simple. You have this piece of paper that you can just close and then you open it up and all these things sort of expand out from it. And paper, as opposed to other materials, it felt like it needed to really be something ephemeral and ordinary, you know, and easily crushable. Like it's something, but it could also be something very precious and coveted. Mm. So initially it was like the goal was I wanted to create a suitcase for every loss, every death in Arizona, which now is over 18,000. Then it also, because I was looking at all these obituaries, it's like, how can I turn these, use these obituaries somehow without sort of exploiting the lives of these people, or and making sure I'm respecting the families and not, you know, exposing too much. And it was like, well, I can use these obituaries in these pop-ups where I've removed names and anything that would, you know, denote specifically who it is, except for the date of death and their age, and create them into these pop-up suitcases. And then give them away to the people who have lost that person. So I've had a few friends who have lost family members, and, you know, I'm making suitcases for them. And after the exhibit, they're taking them. And through this exhibit, it's more than just that, is these collective grieving events that I'm going to be having where anyone can come and receive one of the empty numbered suitcases, not the pop-ups, but... And it's the agreement needs to be like when they receive it, the only thing I'm asking is that they verbally agree to emotionally tend to this person's memory and their belongings, so to speak. It allows them like something physical to be able to attribute their grief or their reflections on.
That is Valley-based artist Jen Urso, and we've been talking about her latest project, Remarkable Presence.